This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, January 11th. Well, we got a little bit of follow-through on the upside yesterday in the winter wheats, at least, from Friday's reversal up. Spring wheat just could not get anything going, and it was lower throughout the day. That followed corn and soybeans, which were under a fair amount of pressure as we look at the weather forecast in South America. Still calling for some rain, now about 8 days out. The weather pattern seems to be fine-tuning the rain in a more narrow band, but it's still there and still looks like a pretty good shot across key areas of southern Brazil and kind of the northern areas of Argentina. Missing some of the key crop-producing areas of Argentina, but nevertheless, it is rain coming for Brazil and some parts of Argentina. So the market is on pause here, and we're removing some of that weather premium that was built in fairly quickly last week for corn and beans. And again, that initially added some pressure to the wheat space, but the winter wheats were able to bounce back, whereas Minneapolis was not. I think some of that was just spread unwinding. You know, we've seen wheat just be throttled over these last couple weeks on selling, and a lot of that was because of bear spread action going on, the buying corn and beans and selling wheat, and now we're just seeing some liquidation of those positions. And as far as weather here in the United States, it's still very dry across the southern plains, all of Texas, Oklahoma, eastern Colorado, western Kansas, in an extreme drought situation. We don't see a lot of moisture coming on the horizon. It is winter, so it's not a huge need for it, but I think as we get closer to February, it's going to be a much bigger deal. There's quite a bit of chatter about producers down there pulling cattle off of winter wheat pastures early. Because of the high price of wheat, they're going to want to take it to maturity and harvest it, or else try to salvage yields there. So we expect to see the run of winter wheat grazing end early. And that'll bring more cattle into the feedlots a little bit earlier than expected. And then, of course, if you don't get any rain in the southern plains and you've got terrible pasture conditions, you're going to see another wave of liquidation coming. And I think that really will set the tone for the cattle complex over these next 3 to 5 months. You know, and that's going to start here just in a few weeks. If the rains don't come in the southern plains, it creates a serious situation down there where you've got a tremendous amount of cattle that could be headed to the feedlots fairly quickly. So that's a major deal, and it just doesn't seem to be much in the forecast suggesting that the situation is going to change anytime soon. This is a typical reaction to a La Nina during the winter, and this La Nina is still gaining strength. So we're not even on the back side of this yet, and I think that is raising up some pretty big red flags for cattle markets here in the United States, hard red winter wheat markets here in the U.S., and corn and soybeans in South America. These are all pretty classic weather patterns for us, La Nina during winter, and it has certainly come to fruition this year. We had the heavy rains in Australia, you got the dry and hot conditions in South America, and we had the dry conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains. So this is not going away anytime soon. It seems to be fairly well entrenched. Brazil's CONAB came out with their production estimates this morning. Corn production for the first season at 24.8 million tons. They took that down 4.3 million from last month. For second season corn, they left it unchanged at 86.2 million tons. For soybean production, 140.5 million tons. That's down 2.3 million tons from last month. Exports for corn at 36.7 million tons. They left that unchanged. And for soybeans, they took it down 1.3 million tons at 89.3. So that's today's important crop report out. That is slightly supportive, although it's pretty much in line with what the trade expected. Tomorrow we're going to get the USDA's supply-demand report, quarterly stocks, and the winter wheat plantings. These are pretty important reports, all three of them. So there's a lot of data coming at us tomorrow. And I would think the market would be fairly quiet, since we didn't get any major surprise from CONAB, that the market would probably try to pace sideways, waiting for USDA's numbers to get behind us. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.